USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has agreed to a 3-week extension of funding to end the partial government shutdown without getting money for the wall. After insisting for weeks, the shutdown would continue until Democrats gave in to his demand for border wall money.
I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks.
Giving bipartisan lawmakers 3 weeks to discuss border security spending. The bill ending the shutdown doesn't have any wall money, and Democrats say the president has finally agreed with them about opening the government first before the discussions.
Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hopeful for a deal in the next 3 weeks. The president said if the new deal doesn't have money for the wall, he'll declare a national emergency to build it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Roger Stone says he's preparing for the fight of his life, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Trump advisor Robert Stone said in a Fox News interview Friday that the indictment brought against him as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is thin and is really about silencing him. But Stone says he was prepared for the fight of his life. The indictment unsealed Friday does not charge Stone with conspiring with WikiLeaks, which published emails of Democrats during the 2016 campaign, or with the Russian officers Mueller says hacked them. Instead, it accuses him of lying about his interactions related to WikiLeaks. Release during probes by Congress and Mueller's team.
A Florida police chief's decision not to release the names of some of the 5 women killed in a bank shooting this week represents the first test of a new victim's privacy law. Florida specifically allows crime victims to prevent the disclosure of information that could be used to locate or harass them or their families. First Amendment advocates say allowing crime victims to determine what information gets released sets a dangerous precedent. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Walmart is willing to spend good money to hire hundreds of truck drivers. John Clemens reports.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
In a statement on the company's corporate website, Lori Purnell, Walmart's Director of Driver Talent Acquisition, states, assessments, mentorship, and a faster hiring process are all part of new onboarding events that are filling critical new jobs created by Walmart's business growth during an industry-wide shortage.
All right, thank you very much.
I'm John Clemens.
A CNN reporter who was briefly banned from the White House has a book coming out soon. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The network's chief White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, who has frequently clashed with President Trump and members of his administration, has a book coming out on June 11th that's titled The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America. It's reportedly about the Trump White House and its relationship with the news media. The publisher, Harper Imprint of HarperCollins, says the book will include, quote, never-before-revealed stories of this White House's rejection of truth while laying out the stakes for how Trump's hostility towards facts poses an unprecedented threat to our democracy. Again, that's a quote from the publisher's statement about the Acosta book. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.